Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to say God bless you.
God bless me for what?
For coming out here and telling people.
Here.
Coming out here and getting people.
What's your first name, man?
James.
James?
James.
My name's Tupos. Nice to meet you, James. Nice. You from around here?
Yeah, I live here.
Oh, you live here. Yeah. I'm a traveling street preacher, and we're just working online today. There was no events to street preach in the town, and we had to catch up on a bunch of stuff, and we were just out here, and a whole group of people came by, and we were witnessing to them, a bunch of other people. So it's worked out pretty good today.
Very nice.
Got a lot done. Check out that gospel. You know the path to eternal life?
Through God.
Huh? Through Christ. But it's not just through faith alone, just believing.
Yeah.
Right? What do you got to do?
Well, you have to do everything.
I like that. You got to do everything. Yeah, the Bible says, by the shed blood of Jesus, he came to show us the way. He was God, that we must repent. And I was telling these church people, the churches have it all wrong. The churches are full of corruption, greed, false traditions. The churches tell you just believe and, you know, you're good to go. But the Bible says repent, which means to leave your false ways and your sin and worldliness. And so when God sees a willing vessel, when someone's willing to repent and you're willing to lose your ways, God will give you the Spirit and he'll infuse it with you. And guess what happens? You're born from above. You no longer want the ways of the world and your own flesh. Guess what you want? Holiness, righteousness. And if you start going to the church systems and you see all of their hypocrisy, their money, their pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, their feminization, their worldliness, all of this, the Holy Spirit says, this isn't of my Father. Turn from that. Leave it. Follow Christ and his word, and he leads you out of the world. We came out of the world. I used to be in the world and did so many wicked things. And you become a disciple of Christ, and you keep his word, keep his ways. But it's a free gift. But you know what, James? It costs you everything. Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. When you get married someday, if you ever do, you think it's free and easy and you just get to live your life the same old way as when you were single?
Well, okay, so not legally married.
I'm sorry?
Not legally married. Not through the state.
Oh, you're not legally married?
Not through the state.
Not through the states?
Yes.
Meaning you don't have like a marriage license,
yes.
But you're with a woman?
Yes.
And you're committed to her?
Yes.
And are you committed to her for life?
Yes.
Well, that's a marriage.
In the eyes of the Lord, we're married.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. God doesn't...
My dad married us.
Oh, God doesn't need licenses,
yeah.
Okay? So your whole life changes. You're faithful to her. You look after her. You protect her. But if you were to say, well, that's my wife and my life partner, and we'd see you running with other women, we'd say, you don't love her. You're a hypocrite. Well, isn't that
no,
just...
We worship at home. We don't go to church. We worship at home.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a house fellowship?
Yeah.
Following Christ?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like the whole
thing. Is it just you or do you have other people? Or?
Just us.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you would be blessed by our website, don'tperish.com. Yep, my email's on there. And we don't take people's money. We don't want to hook up with you for money. We want to hook up with you to help you go deeper in the Word of God.
Yes.
And here's what's going to happen, James. If you really study the Word of God and start to conform your life, you know what's going to happen? Everything changes, and I don't know your lifestyle, but you know, if you're into sports and television, I see Fox on your hat. It's just, I can see it. All that stuff goes away, and
it's actually free.
Huh?
The hat was free.
I didn't hear you.
The hat was free.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, I don't know if you're into sports, politics, entertainment. All that goes away, and you become a holy vessel and a disciple of Jesus, and everything you do glorifies him, and this is Satan's kingdom that we're walking through. So everything he does in this kingdom, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, the church systems, they're his kingdom. The kingdom of God is in your heart if you're born again. And then he says, conform to my ways, come out so that you can be a witness to other people. Maybe that's why you came up to us. We hope that we're a witness. If you saw me here, you know, doing worldly things that I didn't have gospel signs and I looked like a worldly man, how would you know I'm a believer? You wouldn't, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So check out my website.
Thanks,
I'd love to. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have fellowship with you, of your true saints, and go deep in the Word. We're here for a few days. Email me.
Okay.
All right. We love you. Thanks for coming over.
Yep.